Getting to know you, getting to know all about you.
Music from The King and I, written by Broadway royalty Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein. For 65 years, the two songwriters, and now their families, have controlled the rights to their musicals. Now the families are selling the songs for an undisclosed sum to a Dutch pension fund. NPR's Robert Smith explains.
Mortgages, hedge funds, bonds from Beijing, these used to be investors' favorite things. But now, pension funds want a reliable income, the kind they can get from, oh, say, licensing high school productions of... They want hefty fees from rap stars who sample South Pacific. An investment that spikes whenever a Gap ad declares,
"I enjoy being a girl."
Those songs and the management rights to thousands of other showstoppers will now belong to the company Imakom, which was created by a Dutch pension fund. Ted Chapin runs the Rodgers and Hammerstein organization for the families. He says they expect the new owners will still use the music tastefully while expanding its reach.
I've always thought Oh, What a Beautiful Morning would be good for some breakfast product.
To Kellogg's, you have no problem with this.
You know, Richard Rodgers licensed I'm Going to Wash That Man Right Out of My Hair to Clairol for a gray-removing product. So, you know, he kind of set the bar.
Luckily, Andre DeRaff of Imakom says they don't want the songs for a quick buck. They want to send these musicals to Russia, India, and beyond.
For sure, Sound of Music. I predict that it will be a big smash. I don't know when, but it will be a big smash in China.
And if Rodgers and Hammerstein become as popular in the rest of the world as they are here, then that Dutch pension fund is going to be rolling in...
Doe, a deer, a female deer.
Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
A drop of golden sun.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne at NPR West.
And I'm Steve Inskeep in Detroit.
A long, long way to run. So unneedable.